Here now is your OCM Regional News. I am Dale Enoch. Good Monday morning to you. The Trinidad and Tobago Parliament will meet to start the process of finding a new police commissioner. Reports are saying the Parliament will meet on Wednesday this week. Earla Harewood Christopher has been removed as commissioner following her release from custody last Saturday. She spent 2 days being questioned by the police. It is understood that Mrs. Harewood Christopher was asked to step aside by the Police Service Commission as investigations continue into the alleged importation of 2 sniper rifles for the Strategic Services Agency back in 2023. Pamela Elder, senior counsel, represented the commissioner in an address to the media upon her release last Saturday. Mrs. Elder has described the circumstances surrounding Mrs. Harewood Christopher's interrogation as disgraceful and even outrageous.
That what happened here is an outrage. It is outrageous because the Commissioner of Police was questioned not as a person from whom the officers wanted information, but she was cautioned. And we all know, or we should know, that a caution is administered to a person against whom the officer has reasonable grounds to suspect the person has committed an offense. I sat through with my junior, Mr. Warner, the interview of the commissioner. And at the end of this interview, it was lucidly clear that there was not one drop of evidence against the commissioner.
The senior counsel also noted what she described as unfairness meted out to the police commissioner. Mrs. Elder said the DPP could find no merit for the caution statement when he reviewed the case file put forward for instruction. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has issued a warning to all Jamaicans being deported from the United States against carrying out criminal activities on the island. More than 5,000 Jamaicans are to be deported from the U.S., as that country clamps down on illegal immigrants based on new orders from President Donald Trump. Last week, the government explained that some persons said to be deported may have breached immigration laws in the U.S., but have otherwise been lawfully abiding residents. It noted that others have been convicted of very serious criminal offenses, including violent crimes. Over the weekend in St. James, Prime Minister Holness said persons who return with criminal intent will meet judges or their maker.
Let me be clear to you that this is not the Jamaica that you left 10 or 20 years ago. It is not the JCF that you left 10 or 20 years ago. You will either meet a judge or your maker if you come back to Jamaica and violate our laws and create havoc. We will not tolerate that.
The opposition People's National Party is calling on the government to outline a plan of absorption of the deported individuals into the country. And Prime Minister Mia Motley is not at all focused on calling a general election at this stage. Instead, she says her administration has more work to do and is committed to improving transportation, sanitation, education, health care, and the country's roads. The Prime Minister was responding to questions from reporters about the possibility of a general election. Ms. Motley is not about that.
I can assure you that if I had come here this morning to ask Her Excellency to issue a writ and to deal with an election, you would not have to be asking me that question. Sorry?
So there's no truth to that.
I can't tell you who told you. I can't tell you what was going in through the minds of who told you. I can only tell you that under the Constitution, I think that I'm the only person who can make that judgment. And the fact that I have not made it publicly should say and speak volumes to you. This government, as I said in Arches Bay last week, is focused on delivering to the people.
She said things are improving significantly in Barbados, but there is room for more to be done. The Prime Minister was at State House last week when President Dame Sandra Mason presented several St. Lucie residents with Pride of Barbados awards as part of the We Gathering 2025 activities. And that's your OCM Regional News. Have a good morning.